So I just want to welcome you to 2021, right? The first Sunday of the new year. Like most things, 2020 had its blessings and it had its burdens, right? I know you'll join me in continuing to pray for those who are struggling with the pandemic, emotionally, physically, economically, as we pray for others as well. I'll just say that I'm going to look forward to a 2021 that has a few more blessings in it than burdens. Anyone want to join me in that? Okay, that's good. So in Unity, we have three services, three ceremonies that prepare and launch us into our future. During Christmas, we celebrate the birth of our way-shower, Jesus Christ, yes, but we also celebrate the potential for rebirth for each and every one of us, right? The Christ within. We follow Christmas then with the burning bowl ceremony, in which we release negative thoughts and limiting beliefs that keep us from living our Christ self, keep us from letting our light shine as God intends. It doesn't matter where those negative beliefs or negative thoughts came from, we have the ability to put them all behind us. And so that's what the burning bowl does for us. That brings us to a clean slate and the next step in our progression. And that's the white stone ceremony, during which we open ourselves to God's guidance for our future. That's today. Now, this is confession time. When I first came to Unity, I didn't really fully understand the significance of the white stone ceremony. Writing down negative things and burning them, that I was used to, but not the white stone. And so I got to be honest and say, I really didn't get anything. Now, it was probably me having a very human experience, thinking about what I needed to get at the grocery store on the way home. That happens. It's okay. And since then, I've gotten a mixture of responses during the White Stone Ceremony. Sometimes something comes immediately to me. Sometimes it takes a few days for it to come. And a couple of times, nothing at all has come. Now, I don't take that as a failure on my part, and I don't let myself feel that I'm being abandoned by Spirit. Maybe, if we take the positive approach to it, maybe it means that I'm already on the path right now, for right now, and I don't need to change anything, and that's a good thing too. So let your experience be what your experience is. Okay. The White Stone Ceremony is, in large part, a naming ceremony. Cultures across the globe have naming ceremonies. That's nothing unique to us. They will vary, of course, according to who actually does the naming and when the naming is given. Sometimes it's right at birth. Sometimes it's weeks or months later. Sometimes the parents do the naming, sometimes the elders in the village do the naming. It just varies. In Unity, we open ourselves to receive our name from Spirit. The basic premise for the ceremony comes from Revelations 2:17, in which John describes it. It reads, "He that hath an ear," I'll stop. He's not talking about this physical ear that hears sound. He's talking about the spiritual ear that hears and is open to the still small voice. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now, again, he's not talking about the building, the churches. He's talking about the people in it who are willing to let God guide their lives. "Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. What he means there by overcometh is those who have put aside doubt and fear and are willing to live in faith. And by hidden manna, he's referring to the manna that God provided to Moses and his people as they wandered through the wilderness. It was God giving whatever sustenance they needed because they were willing to walk in faith and hope. And we'll give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receives it. The people believed that if they had overcome their doubts and fears and made their connection with the divine, they would be given a new name. And that new name they wrote on a white stone that was given to signify their freedom, their release from bondage, limiting beliefs, in other words. The name was given to them directly by God. No one intervened. No one else was aware of it or knew it. So when they had overcome their doubts and fears, they'd been given the white stone to signify their freedom from bondage and a new name to write on it. So take your white stone in your hands. Feel its coolness, its softness, smoothness. Realize that you are starting now with a completely clean slate. A name can be a very sacred thing, very sacred. Every name in the Bible refers to a quality that was attributed to that person who carried the name. So in this moment, consciously invite the activity of God, the Holy Spirit, into your heart and your mind for the next few minutes. Perhaps there's a new path waiting for you, or a new quality that Spirit is pressing out through you. I invite you to put ego aside for a few moments and let divine Spirit move through you right now. Give yourself permission to realize that you could have a new name, a new path, a new quality, indeed even a new life, a rebirth. Before we begin our meditation, I want us to prepare ourselves for that by reciting our Lord's Prayer together to open ourselves to the presence. Together with me, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Feel free now to close your eyes if you wish, or to focus on an object in the room. Whatever's comfortable for you. Become still and allow God to express through you And as you allow the white stone in your hand to speak to you, breathe in deeply and release and go within. Prepare your ear to hear that still small voice of the divine. Behold the Christ of God in each of us, saying, I make all things new. And so this white stone is the promise of a new life, a symbol of a clean slate. Whatever has gone on in the past, we let it go. This is a sign of our ability in this moment to live in a new beginning. This is a moment in which we know we are free. Free from all that has bound us. No one in the entire universe, except you and God, knows what this new name is. But it has come to you to be lived out, to be expressed, to be embodied as you. It is what God is calling you to be or do. It is a whisper from your soul that you are so much more than you have ever let come into an expression. And so, as you are guided by Spirit, and it might feel to you as if you're making it up because it seems so wonderful or so much what you have yearned for, but even still, I invite you to trust in this now moment as Spirit speaks to you in this sacred place, in this moment of truth, an insight into your divine purpose, an insight into your holy essence. And so in that secret place of the Most High, I invite you to allow yourself to hear the new name that God has for you. And as that name becomes clear to you, simply allow yourself to write it on your stone. It may be a title. It may be a biblical character. It may be some quality. Grateful, courageous, loyal, strong, whatever quality is speaking to you, whatever path may be revealed to you, whatever task may be revealed to you, know that it comes from the divine. If nothing comes to you right now, it may come to you later, today, may come in several days or later this week. Maybe carry the stone in your pocket. Let it speak to you in other ways. When you receive your new name, take some quiet time and allow yourself to ask for a deeper understanding, to ask if there are any steps you may now take. In that moment, allow yourself to simply open to spirit, to say, God in me reveals my true essence. God in me reveals my true essence. God in me reveals my next step. God as me lives a joyous, peaceful, fulfilling life. Behold, I make all things new, for you are my beloved in whom I am well pleased. Amen. And it is so. That concludes the White Stone Ceremony. In closing, I'll just remind you, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you this kingdom. So I'm inviting you to carry this stone with you this week as a reminder of that promise. Know that along with your new name comes the power and guidance to achieve all you desire. Anytime you look at your white stone, realize that you have the gift of choice, the gift to live differently, to live a more fulfilling life, to begin again, to connect with God and co-create with God. Bless you.